the Stud Vision Podcast with Remy and Perk.
Let's go.
Started from the bottom like we came from the dirt.
Come on.
Put in hard work, now we going berserk. Woo. I'ma get what Woo. I deserve. Woo. Please do not Woo. Disturb. This is Stud Vision Podcast with Remy and Perk.
And this is Remy.
This Perk.
And this is the Stud Vision Podcast. Hey. Let's go.
And we back with another one. Hey.
Hey.
What's up? It's y'all favorite Ooh. Duo.
Y'all what's be going missing on? Us. Y'all be missing us. Ain't nothing wrong with being missed. Feeling missed.
Right. Feeling loved and appreciated and all the support. But we got a good one for y'all today.
We sure do. We don't know if it's going to be long or short or what.
But we got a good one.
At this point, I ain't even got the structure up.
Y'all know how that go. Y'all used to this, though. So
On the real, because niggas definitely be winging it. Right. All right, I got my structure up.
Make sure y'all like, share, comment, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter, StudVisionPcast. Hit us up on Instagram, StudVisionPodcast. Hit us up on Facebook, StudVisionPodcast with Remy and Perp.
Hey.
Y'all know how that song go. Oh, TikTok, Stud Vision Podcast. Show us some love. You know how that go. Email us. We got
the hotline.
Yeah.
At this point, we have many forms of communication.
Yeah, so no excuses.
Right.
No excuses. Holla, bling. All right. So we back with another one, like we said. And we just want to talk about how we define success and how do y'all define success. Think about that.
Yeah, because this is one of them. I'm like, this should be good, or this can go left.
Right.
So, there you go. We're going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it. What is success? What is it?
But that's the crazy part about success. Like, everybody got a different definition of success, so it could feel like it's something different. So it's not one of them easy yes or no simple defined questions, because everybody got a different definition of success and what success mean to them.
That's true. Because for some people, it's the money, the jobs, the education, the titles, the chicks, the dudes, all that stuff.
Yeah, the paperwork, the materialistic shit.
Yeah, that's true. And for others, it's making a difference in someone's lives. It just depends. So it might be a definition in the dictionary, but honestly, it means so many different things for everybody and anybody. So what is success to you, though, Twin?
I feel like success to me, personally, success to me, I feel like is when you live your life basically to your full potential of living your life. Like, that's success. Like, you out here setting goals, reaching goals, out here being, I feel it's more of a personal success. Like, if you personally feel like you're successful in your own, because stuff in your mind, and your thoughts, well, I'm going to put it as a man. Stuff in my mind and my thoughts may be successful to me. It may not be successful to somebody else.
True.
Or they may not recognize it as success, but it could be success for me. So I feel like it's basically, living your life to your full potential.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Twin?
To me, success is not having to define what's been accomplished because others do it for me. Like, I know we got a structure, but it's gonna all tie in together. Like, we're supposed to talk about how we define it. So I think that go hands in hand in how I define success, because I define it as living my true purpose and having a positive impact on the lives of people by uplifting them and inspiring them and being there for them to think and act in ways that they never considered before. So that's what I think success is, and that's how I define it. I don't know if you define your success the same way you think it is. So let's go back to that. Do you define it the same way as what you said?
I feel like living my life to my full potential. Like, I honestly can't worry about other people's recognition, because, like I said, my definition or my thoughts on being successful may not be the same as theirs.
Right.
Because it ain't so much as material shit. It's living how I want to live and executing the shit that I'm trying to execute. That's what I feel like is successful. I'm being successful.
Yeah. Have you always thought that way?
I say it was more recent thoughts. It took growing to get to that point. Because I think when you're younger, when you're, you know, when you teen and younger, a younger person, like, you definitely define success through materialistic stuff.
Right. Like, the latest J's, and back then, probably academics, and Jabal, all that stuff. Like,
because it was more, like, you in school, so should be everything be a competition.
Yeah, everything. Everything. The way you look, the way you dress, your hair. When it's time to get a car and you're in high school, and if you get your first car in high school, all this stuff. But when you get older, I guess your thought process change.
Yeah, because you could have all the shit in the world, but that don't mean that you're successful.
True. I mean, you're happy either. I remember I used to define or success or feel like I was successful when I got my degree, my first degree. Like, I thought that was, yo, I finally made it. I did it. Like, I'm successful as hell. I used to feel that way. And then later on down the line, I stopped feeling like that.
I mean, but technically it was you setting a goal and you reaching that goal. So I understand you do feel like you succeeded because you sought out a situation and a goal. You got that piece of paper and that's what it was. Shit, you did what you did. You accomplished the goal. So I feel like, why would you not feel like that was a part of your life and being successful?
I think because eventually I used to see how much people would throw that piece of paper around. It's more than a piece of paper, but the way they did it, like, I have this, I have that. Like, for the ladies that's listening, if you watch Real Housewives of Potomac and what's her name? Dang. I can't think of her name, but she's the one that always talk about, I'm a doctor, I got my PhD, I got this, I got that. And then everybody's like, okay, girl, how much, what else you got? And then, but people used to do that back in the day. And when I used to see that, and I used to put that together with their character, mm-hmm. and how they are, and how they act, and how they treat people. And I used to be like, damn, that was an eye-opener for me. Like, if that's what make them successful and they act like that, I don't want to say I'm successful based off this. You're right. I had a goal. I did what I had to do. I'm very proud of it. I never, like, you know, downplay it, but mm-hmm. that shit didn't make me successful. That was the tip of the iceberg for my success. Like, that was the tip. Like, it started it.
That's facts. I feel that.
How did you know, or how do you know that you're successful?
How do I know? How did I know I was being as a person that's like really, really hard on themselves? I had to learn that. I had to learn to look and sit back and think, like, is the stuff that I'm doing making me happy? And if it's making me happy, that's technically success. Because other than that, what are we doing this for? Because I feel like it all go back to recognition of others.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this. Do other people's recognition really make you feel successful in everything that you're doing? Like, if that's the situation and that's why you feel, then that shit, it just seemed like it'd be all bad. Because it's like, we honestly supposed to be doing shit out of the love of doing shit, not out the recognition of what other motherfuckers say about what we doing. Like the podcast. We gonna do the podcast regardless of anybody's recognition. We ain't start this for recognition. We didn't start doing the podcast before the recognition of others. We started the podcast because this is something we wanted to do.
Right.
Or this is something that we love to do. This is something that we like to do. So I honestly had to sit back and think about that with a lot of stuff. Like, am I doing this for recognition? Or am I doing this because I like to do this? Like music. I'm not doing this for recognition. I could do music without anybody listening to the shit. That shit therapy for me. And it make me happy. It make me feel good. So it ain't technically, I mean, I'm not doing it for my health, but I'm doing, you got to sit back and look at stuff. Are you doing this because you love doing it? Are you doing this shit just to, for money to pay the bills? Which, I mean, certain situations at this point in time, a lot of niggas doing shit just to fucking pay their bills. They ain't necessarily got to love it or like it.
Facts.
But is that being successful? Just doing shit because?
In my opinion, nah. Because when the recognition stops, are you going to stop? 9 times out of 10, if you're doing it for that, you're going to stop. So did that make me go back to think to the first thing I said when we started the episode about recognition? Because they're going to let me know like I'm successful. So now they got me rethinking. Ooh, that was a good one, playing devil's advocate with that. I like that. I see what you did there, twin. Nah, because if I'm doing it for recognition, when it stop, I ain't gonna know what to do. Right. So if I'm not doing it from the bottom of my heart, ain't no need for me to do it. If I don't love it, if I don't like it, like what, like you say, what you doing it for? Just like if I'm an influencer and if I'm mad because I ain't got 1,000 views or 1,000 likes, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm done. I'm about to knock all this shit over.
And do something else.
But was you really doing it for the love of it? Because you like making content? Or was it because you needed that validation from everybody else?
Right.
Damn, that was good.
Yeah, make you think. But that's what I'm saying. Like, your ideas and your goals and stuff of success may not be the same goals and thoughts of another person's success. Because I'm finna say, think about it, because you can feel like you're doing something and you can feel like you're failing and you could get recognition from a whole lot of people. Like, oh, you're doing good. Oh, I like that. Oh, that. Because it's honestly a mind thing if you think about it. Because stuff you could think is a failure will be, in everybody else's mind, could be a great success.
Right. Transparent stuff, moment. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or stuff that you think, oh, here we go back where, validation and all that, like stuff you could think, I'm being successful because I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But if you think about it, you can't really be successful at everything all at one time. If you got 100 things on the list, you're trying to do 100 things, and we ain't even gonna inflate it like that. You got 5 goals, you're trying to do all 5 things at one time, and they all big, 5 big goals. Logically, you literally can't be successful at all 5 things at one time. Because you're going to get your energy to, you can't get your, you can't logically get your energy to all 5 things. You can.
Be burnt out. You'll be burnt out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the word success hit everybody differently.
Right.
Everybody got different opinions. Everybody got different this, different that. So, like, I don't feel like it's just one. I mean, it's a definition in the dictionary, but I don't think it's just one definition of being successful.
True. I was going to say transparent moment for the visionaries that's listening, the SVP visionaries, army and fam bam. I do know I'm successful, and I could tell y'all why and how I know I'm successful, right? But it was a point in my life where, although I felt like I was successful because of that, it was one thing that always made me feel like I wasn't successful, and that was because I hadn't accomplished the goal of being married and having kids. And it's just like, yo, I'm doing the things I like and love, and one of the things that I want to do the most and experience and love and do all these things, I have not accomplished that. So I used to feel like, yo, am I really, really successful? Until one time I had to have a hard talk with myself, like, ain't no ring or nothing gonna make you successful if you feel like, if I don't have it, I'm not successful, and you've accomplished all these things that you like and love. Like, why would you let one moment, one goal on your list that you have not checked off make you feel less than of being a successful person? Because what did you do everything else for? Like, and it made me think about, do you want to do this for validation and to be recognized? Like, oh, shit, Perp got married. And now everybody, congratulations. Like, if you're going to do it for that, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And so after I had that talk with myself, it made me tap in and realize, like, how I knew and felt that I was successful was because of my line of work. Like, it's something that I run from all the time. Like, I love helping people. I love helping kids. Like, I'm not in that no more, and I still battle with going back and things like that. I still battle with not keeping my foot on the gas with, you know, my nonprofit organization and all that stuff like that. But I always felt accomplished and successful in that. And it wasn't the money. It wasn't any of that. Like, it was because I was helping people. I was, especially the kids, I was making a difference in their lives. Like, I was giving them someone to look up to, and what, and I used to always tell them, don't be like me, be better than me, because the mistakes I made could have been prevented if I would have just, like, took a moment and took a step back and thought about it, or even listened to someone. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's some things I done, some things that I done seen and went through that I didn't have to, if I could have just listened to what was being said and told to me and understand those things like that. Like, if I have saved a kid, my job is done. I would never, like, not like I'm quitting a job or whatever, but I've saved someone. I've helped someone. I put kids through colleges. I put kids in high school, kids that felt like they was never going to go to school or never good enough for that, or inadequate of anything because of what they went through. And then, thank you, Miss T, or thank you, T. Like, I love you. Like, you don't know. Like, some of my, they not babies no more, but I still call them babies. Some of my babies still hit me up. I don't know how they found me on social media or whatever, because I don't use no names. Like, I just want to say thank you. Like, I was just thinking about XYZ, and y'all know I ain't that emotional or whatever, but that shit be tugging at my heart, because it's like little old me. Like, a lot of them kids, I wasn't that much older than when I started working for the system. Like, when I started helping these kids. But I love what I did. I love it. Like, I still love it, even though I'm not doing it. So I'm like, yo, I'm successful as hell. I'm changing the world one kid at a time. It ain't all over the news and all over social media and all that stuff. I ain't give a fuck about that. You get what I'm saying? It's just seeing these kids do life turn around. Now, we can't save them all, but do I feel unsuccessful if I don't save them all? No, because I know I did the best that I could do.
Right.
And that's how I realized, Pert, you really are successful. No matter if the numbers match, when them checks hit because of what you did, like, that was never a thing. Because if you work in social services, you know what it's like, right? But you can always move up in the world or whichever way you want to go in that field. But with what I have degrees in, I could have went a whole different route to make the money. But to me, it wasn't even about that. I want to be that person that has helped someone in a way where they never thought they could be helped before. I want to help someone be able to dream, to be able to have a vision, a plan, to be able to be like, dang, when everybody else gave up on me, she ain't give up on me. Like, and that's how I knew I was successful. I didn't care about the clothes. Like, I mean, we did that, you know? And at the time, like you said, that's what it was. I ain't care about the clothes. I ain't care about none of that. I ain't care about no hoes, no none of that. I cared about going to work to my babies, as I would call them. Like, they're my babies. Like, what's up? Especially y'all, when it came to the studs, when I was working with all girls. Like, when it came to them, it was different, because when you don't have a positive representation of you in front of you, you're going to wild the fuck out. Not saying you won't if you have it, but it's different when you actually see someone that you feel like represents you and know what you're going through or what you're feeling. It hit different. You know, they some knuckleheads, but it hit different.
Right.
So, yeah, that's how I knew I was successful. For real, for real.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so $1 million question. $1 million question. Does social media play a role into thinking you're successful or not? Like, with the following count, the like count, the comments, the blue checks, the being endorsed, or the YouTube community, all that stuff. Do you think?
I feel like, of course it does. Does it personally? Nah, but does it? Yeah. Because I'm going to say a lot of people materialistic. A lot of people need that validation from certain texts and likes and views, and it make them feel like, oh, they accomplished something, or they going somewhere, they getting somewhere. Like, it's the world we living in. Of course it does. It always does. Social media will always affect everything, because it's like people weigh that up as success. Money, women, cars, clothes, all this materialistic shit is going to always make people feel like they being successful, or they are successful because of what they got. I mean,
and the thing is,
I'm finna say, shit. I'm finna say the generation now, shit, of all that shit matters to them. All that going viral, the latest this, the latest that, designer shit, what you got, and all of that. Like, it is what it is at this point. But do it personally make me feel successful? No. But does it play a part? Hell yeah, it does.
Right. What's so crazy about all that is, because when you not living that life, you're not famous, you're not a celebrity, you're not an influencer and things like that. You are on the outside looking in, and you're right. It's going to influence. It's going to hit some people like, dang, I ain't got XYZ like such and such, so I ain't doing no, like, and now everybody want to try to get this fast money, get the baddest chick, the baddest dude. They about to try to do all this to impress some people that they don't even know or whatever, or just, as they say, for clout or whatever it is. And I'm not knocking it if that's what somebody want to do, but they don't even know the shit that go on behind the scenes. Like, that shit be stressful for them. Like, you see how many celebrities be like, man, I don't want this shit no more. I'm good. Like, I'll give all this away. And, you know, they venting at that moment, you know, because they know what their life was before. They are where they are now, like, depending on how rough it was. But that shit weigh on them, because y'all got to think about it. If you blow up overnight, like, if we blow up tomorrow, we wake up tomorrow and we just blew up. Now, everything crazy, our life in shambles, like, notifications and all this stuff. Now, who coming with us? Everybody about to try to come with us. And now you really ain't trying to decipher between who really for you and who against you. Like, you're like, well, these my peoples, but are they really your peoples? And then you got to think about it. A lot of people can't even protect their own mental without the check marks, without the likes and loves and follow account. How you going to check it then? Because it don't get no better. Does it affect me? No. But
I honestly have no problems with cutting motherfuckers the fuck off.
Oh, we already know. Your cutoff game strong as hell now. We already know. But what I've said is, like, it don't personally affect me, but I know it affect people, especially this new generation. You know, I know it does. Like, just to see the stuff that they say or they do, or, like, yo, people commit suicide because of certain things they got to do with social media, because they don't feel where they supposed to be, or because of the pressure, because they made it. And it's like, bro, take a step back, breathe in, breathe out, and actually think about, like, what you really want to do, where you're going. And then make sure you got the right people around you. Because this social media shit, it ain't no joke. That's a different animal. For real. It's different now. And everybody got a voice. Everybody got an opinion. And I always laugh and joke, like, bro, when we blow up, we definitely got to have some a team, like, doing what they got to do, because our clapback game so strong. I could see myself being like the old Rihanna, or the old Nicki Minaj, or how Cardi changing some. Like, I stay at it with motherfuckers, but, like, that's not protecting me. And it's only because you ain't gonna say what the fuck you wanna say, and I ain't gonna say nothing. Just little stuff like that. When you know yourself, like, little stuff like that. And you gotta think about, like, dang, I ain't just regular perp no more. Like, my name ringing bells. That ain't just regular Rim no more. Her name ringing bells. Like, that just ain't Stella Vision Podcast who started on SoundCloud, and now they on almost 30-something podcast platforms. That ain't just them. Like, they traveling, they doing this, like, they making moves, they making noise, and so you got to move a little different. But everybody don't know how to change with their environment.
That's facts.
And then you start feeling bullied and all that other stuff. Like, it's crazy. Like, Ari Lennox, she going through that shit right now. Like, I swear, I feel like every quarter she like, man, y'all can have all this shit. I don't want this shit. Take it all away. you be like, damn, what's going on? Like, I never wanted to be famous and popular and all that. Y'all did this because she could sing. And she right. Twitter did that. But she said yes to it. But she like, I ain't say yes to this shit. So think about that.
You got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly with it.
Facts.
I'm finna say it come with certain shit. You got to take all of that shit.
For real, for real.
I'm finna say shit. With that recognition come a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it like this. With that success, it come with that so-called success, it come with a whole bunch of other shit.
Mm-hmm. What they say, new levels, new devil, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. That saying. New levels, new devil, next, whatever it is. Y'all know, I just be throwing them quotes out there, don't even know the exact wording for it. But twin right, you got to be ready. Mm-hmm. And you got to stay ready.
More money, more problems.
Hell yeah. They told us that back in the 90s.
For the say like Biggie said. More money, more problems.
More money, more problems. So yeah, man, like that's just something to think about, y'all. You know, just hit us up and let us know how y'all define success. What does success look like for y'all? And how did y'all know when y'all was successful? Like, let us know. You know, we're gonna talk back to y'all. We talk back to y'all on Instagram, Twitter, the DMs, on the hotline when y'all text us, on Facebook. We talk back. Like, let us know. Let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah. You got anything else to say to the people?
No, I pretty much got it all out real good, real quick.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, it ain't nothing too deep, too complex.
Nah, we just want to hit y'all with some shit, you know, how we be thinking and talking and see where y'all at with it. So don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. You know, y'all all on our social media, so y'all already know. You know, send us those good questions that y'all always asking us because y'all know we gonna answer them and stuff like that. We got some shit shaking for y'all. We coming through.
Wait, twin. I need us to send us these catfish stories and all this other good ghosting stories and all that. We've been asking y'all for like a month or two. And I need some people to interact. Don't worry about it. I got you. Y'all act like y'all don't know how to communicate with a nigga until they don't be on goddamn uploaded episodes, then niggas so concerned. Well, y'all niggas need to answer these goddamn questions or send us stories. Goddamn it, I don't give a fuck if you text it, email it, call it in, voicemail, whatever. Just send us the stories.
Yeah, that part. What she said, because man, it's been like 2 months we've been asking y'all.
Basically,
2 months.
I need y'all to get it together. Visionaries. Vision Armyers. Whatever y'all want to be called.
The visionaries, the army, the fam bam.
Whatever y'all want to be called. Send that shit in so we can get this episode done. Because I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy it.
You definitely going to enjoy it. Because the stories we got for the ghosting and catfishing is nuts. Like, y'all going to enjoy it. For sure, for sure. And what we always say at this time.
We out this bitch.
We out this bitch. Hey.
Vision podcast.
Hey, hey.
Stud Vision podcast.
Hey, hey.
Stud Vision podcast.
Hey.